Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mike Zaleski's on a phone line, a representative from Riverside, Illinois. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I don't follow this stuff that closely, although Lord knows these people advertise on our radio station. And frankly, every other radio station and every other TV station. Sports wagering has come to Illinois big time. What does the law say about how you can register on those apps? What's happening with that?
Sure. So it's important to remember, in 2019, when we passed the law, there was a very big push and pull between the online companies and the existing casinos and racetracks in this state who employ people and you know, have property and were existing corporate citizens of the state. So basically, what is our mobile online sports betting market going to look like? And the accommodation we came to, me and Bob Rita, who led the negotiating in the final days, was, You could have a mobile online sports betting account, but what we wanted you to do to make sure you were 21, to make sure you were a real person, was go to a casino to register yourself. It was just a compliance sort of added layer of protection. During COVID, the governor felt up that it wasn't wise to send people into casinos for this reason, and he effectively waived that requirement because of the pandemic. Well, he has now rescinded that waiver, so we've gone back to the original spirit of the law, which says we want you in a casino, we want you at a racetrack to make sure that you're a real person when you sign up for one of these mobile.
And you show them an ID, your driver's license, whatever, that says, exactly. I'm 21. 18, right?
Exactly. 21. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but as my friend points out, maybe this isn't the... While it's better now, it's not perfect. We're worried about the fourth wave. So should we ask for a moratorium on that?
My guess, without speaking for the governor, is there was never going to be a great time to do this. It probably, if we keep waiting for there to be no cases, I think globally we're all waiting for that moment, but it doesn't seem to be coming. There seems to be these mini rises and falls. So my sense is the governor simply said, look, the spirit of the statute is that people should be showing up to register. They should have had ample time right now to get registered, with the exception of a few sports books that just got their licenses. So we're going to go back to what the law says. And, oh, by the way, legislature, if you want to fix this, you can fix it, which, you know, my sense is, John, we should consider doing in the next 2 months while we're down there, at least taking a look at it to see if it still makes sense, given that everybody is now has one of these mobile accounts, that it really doesn't make sense in hindsight now that the market is saturated.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe a lot of people haven't signed up yet and want to. And the concern, I mean, the suggestion is that the reason you guys are going back to what you described as the original spirit of the law is because the racetracks and the casinos are important allies of yours, and you don't want to upset them, right? So you want to make sure that they come through their doors.
Yeah, I would, again, it was a very difficult negotiation in 2019 between the casinos, the racetracks, and these DraftKings and FanDuel and you know, the city of Chicago wanted a casino, and you know, there was all these downstate communities that wanted their own casino. It was a long, protracted negotiation, and the sausage made was physical presence within the casino. Now, you know, casinos are, again, you could quibble with, well, should we have listened to them? Should we have listened to the online platforms? The ultimate goal was to pass a bill that would raise money for the state to build libraries and schools and what we call vertical construction, which we did. The market's been performing really well. We're actually in the top five of revenue for sports betting. So, again, you get a first draft and a second draft and a third draft at a lot of these laws, and I'm hopeful we'll be able to, this is a work in progress, we'll be able to keep plugging away at it.
Keep plugging away, but you're not in favor of changing the rules now. You do want to... ensure that people go to a physical place, physically show their ID to register. You can't do it remotely.
Under existing law, I think the governor, I don't think the governor, regardless of what I think should happen, I don't think the governor is going to ping pong back and forth. I do think, given the complexity of our gaming market and the platforms that are still trying to enter the market, we should consider any number of things to change the sports betting law. I think we should consider, we originally offered the Wrigley Field and Guaranteed Rate Field a sports book, and United Center and Soldier Field. We should consider whether we should put that back in. The license fees in hindsight were too high. We should, you know, Chicago Sky, Representative Lamont Robinson wants one of their venues to have a sports book. We should consider that. You know, so there's always things, as you well know, watching Springfield, there's always things we have to get accomplished. And it's an ongoing sort of picture. And I'm hopeful we can change the statute so we don't have to keep having the conversation, well, the governor did this or the governor did that. We should have a statute that makes sense. And that's on the responsibility of the legislature.
That's interesting. We're going to go back, though, to the original intent of the law, the way it was written on Sunday. The moratorium ends on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
It did end on Sunday. As of April 4th, you were required to go back into a casino.
So if you haven't already signed up, now you've got to get your butt in the car and put your mask on and drive over to some place.
That's correct.
Do you think that we should be allowed to bet on games that Illinois colleges are playing in? Does the state legislature have any sway on that?
Yeah, you're talking to the guy whose the idea was to ban him in the first place. The reason we did it was because, you know, college athletic directors were very concerned about this. They felt like it was just too much pressure on college athletes, which at the time we were sympathetic to because we really wanted to build a pass, and quite frankly, we didn't want to build a lot of opposition that was needless. You know, in hindsight, John, I felt strongly when these kids were asked to play during a pandemic in front of empty stadiums that the harm posed by that was a lot more than a bet placed on the game. So I filed a bill to remove that prohibition on Illinois and Northwestern. What I did say was, if an athletic director feels like an athlete is getting harassed or being approached by nefarious characters to influence the way they play, then the athletic director and the university can go to the gaming board and say, hey, time out, throw a penalty flag, please stop allowing bets until we can get this under control. I think that's a reasonable compromise. I hope to get that passed, too.
You hope to get that passed, too. So while those are your thoughts about this, still, currently, and the basketball season is over, but you've got football coming up.
Football, correct.
So I cannot bet on a Northwestern or an Illinois football game.
As of this moment, you
as
could go to Indiana.
What do you think about that? Indiana's right there.
Yep.
It's 30 minutes away for many of our listeners. Many of our listeners are in Indiana, so they can walk across the state line. Their phone knows where they are, and now, lo and behold, they can bet on the U of I football team.
It was a provision I put in the bill to assuage concern. You're right, and sometimes you just have to acknowledge you made a policy decision that didn't work out, and you go back and you try to fix it, which I'm trying to do. And I think at the end of the day, hopefully by football season, we will be able to bet on Illinois and Northwestern.
Has that bill been drafted? Did you say that bill's been drafted, Mike? And where is it right now?
It's among the many sort of gaming bills we are considering in the legislature, along with, sports betting changes, along with, the casinos always want a bill to do things. And it's gaming every year becomes a very heavy lift. It's commonly referred to as a Christmas tree. It's a very heavy lift in Springfield, and you just try to do the best you can to get something passed so that you can continue to, again, have the state realize benefits from it.
Mike Zaleski's on a phone line from Riverside, the Democrat lawmaker who obviously is very involved in sports legislation in Illinois, sports wagering legislation in Illinois. Just one last observation about all that, Mike, and that is, so then lo and behold, Illinois, Loyola, right? And you must be sitting there thinking, oh my God, everybody would love to play this game. And I don't think they're going to get in their car and try and slip Kofi Coburn a $20 bill, but they would love to have a little action on that game. And the whole country did. And everybody but Illinoisans, the people who know, love, and enjoy these teams the most, could play, but we could not. What was your reaction when that was happening? How were you feeling about that?
A little bit mixed. It was funny because a lot of people found me on social media and asked for why this was the case. A lot of people, you know, it was kind of comical. People were like, look, can you just help me find a game? I'm just not seeing it on my app here. And I'm like, well, you're not going to.
That's
it was the same,
working.
By the way, it was the same in New Year's Day when Northwestern played in the bowl game. People were like, I just can't find the app. I just can't find the game. And I do think it had, you know, the revenue is not a good reason to do it. It would have been nice to probably realize a little more, capture a little more revenue as a result of Illinois and Loyola. But when you start doing things purely for revenue related reasons, it starts to get a little. It doesn't always lead to the best outcome. The real reason to do it is it just doesn't make sense to have it the way it is now.
Mike Zaleski from Riverside. Okay, Mike, I'm going to go. You go too. And let's rendezvous again maybe when more of this legislation works its way through Springfield.
All right, John. Enjoy this nice day.
Yeah, isn't it, though? Speaking of sports.